This is an interview for the Shoe Industry Oral History Project at the Museum LA. The date is April 30th, 2010. This is Andrea Lumdier, and I'm in Leeds, Maine with Lorraine Brown. Lorraine, could you start just by giving me your name?
Oh, my name is Lorraine Brown.
And your name before you were married?
Oh, Bazinet.
Bazinet.
Yes, Lorraine Bazinet.
And where and when were you born?
Auburn.
And the date?
South Road in Auburn.
And when were you born?
July 27, 1933.
Okay. And so you grew up in Auburn or Lewiston?
Yes, I did. I did, yeah.
Tell me about growing up during those years.
Well, it was really nice. People would get together and they'd sing on porches and have a good time, you know. And there was a lot of musician.
Right.
And every Saturday they know that it's music.
And now where? At somebody's house?
At my grandmother's house. And then people would walk up in the streets, you know, on the sidewalk. But and looking the beauty and talking to friends. And we never locked our doors. Yeah. Never.
Yeah.
And it was a great time.
Now so what did your parents do for work?
My dad at the time, he had a business.
Mm-hmm.
And but he passed away very young. He was 52. And so
your mom raised
Well, I had a sister, which she was 2 years old, and she never really knew her dad at all, you know. And but after that, my mom, well, she was younger, and so she got married, and she had three children. And so that made four, because I was the only one working.
Right.
You know.
So, but talk to me about your grandparents. Your grandparents lived nearby?
We were always there.
Okay.
Mostly, not my grandfather. My grandfather passed away just before the war, and we'd always be at our grandmother and our aunts and everything, you know, but it's always Mamia's house.
Right.
You know, really.
Right.
Everything is that.
Yeah. And so what sorts of things did you do in Auburn growing up? I know you talked about the music and the evenings with your friends. What would you do?
Well, we had bicycles and stuff like that. But then when I was 8, 9 years old, and we moved to Lewiston. And so I had to make new friends. But all those friends from the kids that we were, even now, Pauline always sends me a birthday card.
Oh, yeah.
All these years, you know, and different things like that. We stay close, you know.
So you lived in a neighborhood in Lewiston in what part? Do you remember?
Well, yes, on Huckin Street.
Mm-hmm.
Huckin Street in back of the McDonald's. That street, you come up that street, and that's where Huckin Street is on there.
Okay.
But they're not there now, you know, they're at the other place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Yeah. So, talk about how old you were when you first started working in the shoe industry.
15?
Yeah.
And that was at Owen Lauden, and I'm not pronouncing it very good because it's been a long time, but the three of us, Lorraine and Marie and myself, we all got into the shop, and the shop was on Park Street, and where the people live now, the elderly people on Park Street, the Oak place, and I worked there three years till I was 18. And when I, but man that owned that shop. He knew that we wanted new roller skates. And he came to us. He says, "You three girls, you're so nice." He says, "I'll buy the three pairs and you can give me 25 cents a week." And that's what he did. I'll never forget that. That's a nice person, you know, caring. And we were crazy. We were so happy.
Roller skating was something you all did?
That's where I met my husband.
Oh, where? Now, which roller skating place?
Beacon, the Beacon. And where? You don't know where that is.
No, tell me.
Okay, on Main Street, and you know where Pex was? Mm-hmm. Across the street. I think it's on, not the Park Street, but the other one. There's a bank, a yellow building, a bank. Well, the Beacon was on the third floor of where the bank is. So I'll say at least 15 years when that was all being done. And I didn't mention it to my husband, but I was in the bank, and I says, "Are you the owner of here?" And he says, "Yes, I am." I says, "You know what?" He says, "What?" I says, "Well," I says, "we roller skated up here." "Up here," he says. I says, "Yes." I said, "That was the Beacon." And I says, "I wonder if it looks the same." I had all my kids, and now it's far away from that. And the mirror wasn't there and all that. So when I got home, I told my husband, I says, "Hey, guess where I went today?" He says, "What?" I said, "The Beacon." So nobody really knows where that is.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're telling us, though, because that's interesting to know. And so you would go roller skating. Was it just roller skating or other things, too?
Mostly just roller skating.
Yeah.
I love that. And, you know, the girls, I probably shouldn't say this, but when I met my husband, I never really thought he would be, but anyway. And we were going roller skating in another place. And I said to Lorraine and Marie, I says, "You know that guy?" She says, "No. Never met him." And I says, "You know what?" I says, "I'd marry him today if he'd want me." I didn't even know his name. I didn't know him at all, period.
And it worked out.
Yes. We went roller skating, and he was a very good skater. And he went to Korea. And us kids weren't like the kids of today. You know, ladies are ladies, you know. And when he came back home, he didn't like riding anyway. And he went to Korea, and we were never, you know, he'd bring me home sometimes and from roller skating. And I send him a card. I send him a card while he was in Korea. And I just said, "Your friend always, Lorraine Bazinet." That's it on the card. So when he got home, after he got home, now I'm in my 19. Yep. And he says he was across the street. I didn't know he was home. So, but I have to be cute. So anyways, he says, "I'll give you a ride instead of taking the bus." And the bus was only a nickel. You pay a nickel to go downtown, and they give you a spare fare of paper to go to Auburn. Stuff like that. But anyway, he says, "I'll give you a ride. I'll give you a ride." So when I went with him, and we were in the car talking, you know, and he says, "Lorraine," he says, "I was so afraid you'd be married." Yeah. And I told my friends, too. I says, "I will never marry unless he does. And if he does, I'll back off." And so... That was in May. We got married in July, July 3rd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we've had a great, great life, great life. He passed away, and when he passed away, that was, it'll make 9 years. And he says to me, he had cancer, and when they said that they found a tumor in him, and they just didn't think it'd be okay, you know. And but anyways, I told the doctor, I says, I don't care. I says, I believe in God, and I believe he can do all things. And the tumor was so in the liver that they said, you can't do it. I said, we're going to pray, and something's going to happen. And that's that. Now, so anyways, my husband says, Lorraine, if God won, you know, this and that. But anyways, when he came back, he let him wait 2 weeks to see how it was. And the doctor comes in, and he took all the pictures that was going on during a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And he comes in slow, like molasses, you know, the doctor. And he sits next to me, and my husband's sitting there. He says, now, Lorraine, behave. So anyways, I says, I know it's good. I know it's good. You don't say a thing. I says, I know it's good. I know in here it's good. Nothing there.
Wow. Yeah.
He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do. But before that, my husband says to me, he says, Lorraine, I don't want to be here anymore. I get away from here. I need to go get out of, you know, whatever, to die, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I says, why, honey? He says, well, he says, there's going to be a war here, and it's so close, I can't take it again. And so when I says, honey, I says, God's going to come get us, and we'll be all set. He says, well, he better hurry. And he says, because it's very close. He told me that in June. He died August on the 18th. And September, the buildings went down.
Oh, September.
The bombing and everything mm-hmm. like that. I thank God. I really do. When I pray at night, I says, Lord, thank you for taking care of my husband. Mm-hmm. So.
That's a beautiful story.
It's a true one.
Yes. You went into the shoe shops at age 15.
Yes, and that was the first one. Well, a couple, it was before.
Just a little bit here.
Yeah, but I mean, those places are gone, you know.
Right.
Like we were going to school and we just put glue and stuff like that. But this is the first one. And then the one who paid for
the roller skates.
Right. Yeah. And then I went to...
Belmont?
No. I went to work, and it was a place that you read that here a little bit. I stitch pillowcases.
Yep.
750 a day. I mean, 12 in each package.
Right.
And I was there, what did I say, 10?
10 years.
I raised my four children, at that shoe shop. Well, it's not a shoe shop, it's a, you know.
It says a bleachery?
You know where VIP is on Lisbon Street?
Yeah.
Right across the street, that big building.
Okay.
Cement, you know, that's where it was. Oh. We had the whole thing for that. And we made sheets and all kinds of stuff. So then, okay.
Then you went to Libby Mill?
Libby Mill, yes, because my husband says, why don't you just don't work a while, and, you know. So then I went to Libby. Mm-hmm. And there I stitched the binding on the it's not a sheet. It's
blanket?
A blanket, okay. And all kinds and beautiful ones, you know, all fluffy and everything. So I walked there. I worked there 5 days, 5 years. But that's where Kennedy was shot when I was there. You know?
Right.
And nobody could work. We were all pretty bad. And then after that, I went to NAPSHU. NAPSHU, I stayed there 20, 21, 22 years.
Oh, that's a long time. NAPSHU, what did you do at NAPSHU?
Boots, shoes.
But I mean, what was your job?
My stitching.
Stitching.
Yes,
so you were a stitcher.
I stitched
one job.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah.
blankets and sheets and whatever.
Right.
You
okay,
know.
So stitching was your skill.
Yeah, and I'm still doing it.
Are you?
Yes.
Yes, you
fire
are.
Fire boots.
You're at Falcon, yes?
Fire boots, yeah. And LLB, I went one time because they don't hire you immediately, you know, LLB. And it was too far for me to go, so I don't know if you ever go to L.L. Bean. Well, you know that big boot up there?
Yes.
Well, I had to stitch all the sides so they can put the eyelets in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
And then Falcon.
Yes, and so you've been with Falcon more than a decade as well.
It'll make 10 years.
Okay.
No, 12.
12, right?
Yeah. Because my great-granddaughter, Brianna, was born the day I went in. You know.
Well, tell me about NAPSHU, because you were there for quite a long time.
Yes.
Who were some of the...
Well, there was five floors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... One is take care of that room and all that stuff. But we had fun, though, at NAP.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what kind of fun did you get?
Well, no, we could giggle
right.
You know. Well, Bill Hall was my boss of the plays.
Mm-hmm.
But what made it easier for me, I got to cheat on that. Because... they knew I knew him a lot because we all roller skated together, him
right.
and his wife and myself and my husband. And I didn't have my car or something. I said, Billy, I don't have a car. Can I have your car? So I said, don't tell nobody. No, give me the key.
Yeah, no, so it's friendly.
I've had nice people.
Uh-huh.
Nice people.
Who owned NAPSHU at that time?
NAPSHU.
Do you remember who owned it? Or
no.
That's not what you remember. You remember the
well,
friends.
yeah, but I mean, the highest ones to take care of the rooms, they didn't own that.
Right.
But NAP,
right.
You know,
yeah.
It's...
Yeah.
So anyway, it was there for a long time.
Right.
NAP, yeah. And it started, oh my gosh, my girlfriend started way before me, Marie. And it was on Spring Street in Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now they changed it for older people. You know, there's a big store there. And but then they moved to where we moved, where I went, when I went it, you know. So, but it started there also.
And now you're still employed in the shoe industry, which is pretty amazing because there aren't that many places left, considering how big it was before. Has your the way you work changed since you've been at Falcon? Or
it's a lot of different ways,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Has technology changed how you work?
Oh, no. I mean, they want it done good, of course,
okay.
You know. But when we work, you know, we well, for me anyways, I just work, and I'm not a talker anymore. Talking, I mean, you know, like we were giggling and everything, because right now the work is different. It has to be put out at a certain time, and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like today, we passed what we needed, and so we add that for the next day or stuff like that to put that what they want.
Right.
And but they're very nice. They're very nice.
What did you see happen over the years with the shoe shops? I mean, they started closing.
I know.
And that was your profession. Stitching was your skill. Were you worried or did...
Well, I went to... GE on Poland Road. Mm-hmm. I was living there then. And before that, it was a place to have cookies. They made cookies in that place. And I says, oh, gee, I don't know. So anyway, I went and asked, and they says, yes. And there's only three or four that goes and ask, you know, mm-hmm. or something. And and I thought, you know, my four kids, and they're in school. My husband drove the trucks, and, you know, I'd have to go in and out, and, you know, I was working at Knapp when I went to Aslam. So I could have been going there and the one near the airport, they changed the name, but in Tam Branch.
Oh, yes, yeah. Okay.
And there was around seven. I'm the one that got and I says, it'd be hard for you folks, though, if I'd have to leave for my children, you know, because they're sick in school or whatever, you
right.
know. And I said, I don't think it would be fair, sir, really. I says, I'm really, it's how you talk to people, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like him, this first, the one who paid for the roller skates. Well, I had to get a job for my mother, you know. So I'd take the 1 o'clock bus. And do you have an opening, sir? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Next day. Whoop. Yeah. Next day. 2 weeks, I did that. You're coming in Monday. Oh, my gosh. I think of that back now, and it's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. And were there ever any pranks? Did anyone play pranks or anything during the work day, or was it pretty much business?
Business. Well, some were kind of wise up a little bit, you know. But it wasn't bad, really. Really. So, well, I'm not one to get involved into anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mind my own business. And but, I mean, no fightings and stuff like that.
Right.
And just like in Falcon, they're very nice. Very nice. Yeah. I got along with everybody. So, what can I say?
Right. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think is important to add in terms of the things you did over the years in the shoe industry and what you saw happen to it?
Well, some had to close their place. Well, one time I was working there, and I went home to eat. I come out, sorry, we're closing the, you know, he hadn't been there long enough and probably wasn't. So you go to unemployment, get a job. And it's hard today for people. Mm-hmm. It really is, you know. But it was so nice, though, growing up. And even married, and everybody was so, for one thing, you don't eat together anymore, people.
Right.
I've noticed that for a few years now. And anyway, I complained to, what's her name? Not Snow, what's the other one?
Susan Collins?
Yeah. Well, I went to the office, and it's on the corner of Lisbon Street, you know, but it's not her there, you know. But I was getting really uptight on things, you know, because people working 12 hours a day, 12 and 12, I says to him, it was a young man around 28, 29, and I says to him, I says, you know, young man, I says, it's not your fault. I know it's not your fault, but I don't like what they're doing here. And I told him, I says, are you married? No. I says, just think now, you have two little children. And your wife has to leave at 7 in the morning to come back to 7 in the night, whatever. And you're on something else. You'll never see each other. I says, they need to see. And I had written some stuff, but meaning it's true. They're destroying the life today.
It's very hectic.
It is, yeah. Really, really. And my daughter, she has to work two jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard.
It really is. It really is. Just like myself, they say to me, well, before my husband passed away, he says, Lorraine, he says, well, I know I won't be here. And he says, you know, if you find somebody, it's okay. Nobody's going near, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, well, keep working. Keep working because you're going to go downhill. So.
And so your hours, and what kind of hours did you have in the shoe shop?
Always days.
Days. And like, yeah. So like 8 to 4 or something?
Seven. And we'd get out around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, you're free,
right?
Unless they need extra help, and I've done that. And I mean, we're not babies,
right?
So, but anyway.
You're saying it really had more time to do the dinner and sit down
yes,
with the family.
You get home and you make a good meal, and they know 5 o'clock. I want all these feet here.
Yeah. So. Well, thank you so much.